cleaning house?
Yeah. Do they wash and iron the same day?
Wash and iron. No.
Do you wash and iron the same day, or did your maid do
it? Yeah. Mother would do it, and the maid would come the next day.
Yeah. And what do you sweep with?
Broom.
Where'd you keep it?
In the closet.
Okay. If the broom was, say, in the corner and the door was open, you say the broom is where compared to the door?
Behind the door.
Now, how do you get from the first floor, say, the second floor in a two-story house?
Up the stairs, or the back, or the, up the stairs, staircase.
You mentioned y'all had a sun porch. That was screened in, you think?
No, it used to be, like, screened in front porch, but now it's built in. It's got, like, three windows across the front and five or six going down the side and one on this other side. And it's just, real sunny.
What do you call that? That's the sun porch.
Sun porch.
Any other types of porches or distinctive ways that houses would be built in this area?
Yeah, a lot of them have some houses don't have just the small porches. A lot of them have the porches that go all the way across the front of the house, and some have those that go around to the side. And it's got the swings on them, and some of them are screened in. Yeah, that's something that's kind of traditional, screened in front porch, keep the mosquitoes out, and have swings on the front, and big rocking chairs.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
What do you call outdoor toilets? You ever see one of those?
There's this girl. Well, Pat, one of my sister's good friends, uncle lives out in the country, and the people that lived down from him had an outhouse. And what do you call those? Not an outhouse. Call it something else. We call it something else. Not a John. Anyway, the names were the flies. And we used to get so tickled. We'd go down there, and we'd go out there, and they'd go to the outhouse, go to the bathroom, Francine and them. It was funny. So that was just 5-6 years ago. They didn't live far out of town. It was kind of a big thing to me.
Okay, now, where did you ever have horses here? Did you ever ride?
No. Some people do, but no, we didn't ever have them here in town.
Where would you keep horses?
In the stalls.
Uh-huh. And?
In the barn.
Okay.
Or out in the open pasture.
In the pasture. What about, what parts of the barn? What would a barn have? Do you know? Like the upper part of the barn would be the
hayloft, or just a loft.
Did you ever see people cut hay or something?
No, I've heard about it, but I never seen. I've heard it's a job. It's hot and itchy and everything else.
Did you ever see them leave it out in the field? How did they leave it out in the field?
In bales. Big bales.
Or did you ever see them put a thing up and put up over the pole?
Uh-uh. I've seen that.
Now, where would they keep the cows?
In a pasture.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever milk cows?
Mm-mm.
You didn't?
Mm-hmm. My mother used to.
She did?
Uh-huh.
What would she say she'd say to a cow when she wanted it to stand still?
I don't know. What do you say? Whoa, cow?
Yeah, you ever heard say, saw boxing?
Uh-uh.
You ever heard that?
Saw boxing.
And the milk you get comes from?
Grocery store.
Did they get it
what
from
you mean?
From where?
Cows. Dairies.
Dairies, right.
Yeah.
Dairies are the places that what's the
cows are milked. I mean, dairies company, they're the ones that go out and have the big machines milk the cows with. They go through the process of pasteurizing whatever you do to milk.
Before refrigeration, some folks would. Did you ever hear tell of folks putting their potatoes, or do y'all have a place where you store things like potatoes and turnips or something? You ever heard of people doing that?
Yeah. They're like in the cellar. A lot of people have cellars.
You have a cellar. And where would you keep the hogs? Where do y'all keep your hogs?
Put it hog pen. No, we have a couple of big hog farms around here. The Sturgises have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there'd be a place around the barn where you let all the animals go out and